You are going to listen to a man speaking about an iconic structure in Los Angeles. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, complete the sentences 1 to 8 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
The Hollywood sign was first erected in 1923 and actually read Hollywood Land to promote the name of a new housing development in the hills above the Hollywood District of Los Angeles. How did they get those 30-foot-wide, 50-foot-high letters up there? Well, with a team of horses. So the sign was purposely built to match the size of Wilshire Boulevard. The developers hoped that those stuck in traffic on LA's busiest road at the time would dream of a carefree life in the hills of Hollywood Land. The sign was hard to miss, with 4,000 lights that shone brightly at night. So the site was officially opened in 1923 and was only intended to last 18 months. However, due to the increase in movie popularity, well, they left it up. So, in 1949, the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce reached an agreement with the City of LA Parks Department to repair and rebuild the sign. The agreement stated that land should be removed and the sign spell Hollywood only, to represent the district and not the housing development. By the 1970s, the first O had splintered and broken, resembling a lowercase u, and the third O had fallen down completely, leaving the sign severely damaged. In 1978, however, Hugh Hefner came to the rescue as part of a public campaign to restore the landmark. Along with 8 other donors, they sponsored replacement letters made of steel. The new letters were 45 feet tall and ranged from 31 to 39 feet wide. The new version of the sign was presented on November 11, 1978, in a live TV special for Hollywood's 75th anniversary. So, even though the sign is on rough and steep ground, there are barriers to prevent unauthorized access. And in 2000, the Los Angeles Police Department installed a security system featuring motion detection. Any movement in the restricted areas triggers an alarm that notifies the police. The building and antenna towers that are just to the right of the sign are the area's central communications facilities, which supports all cell phone, microwave, and radio towers used by the LAPD, the fire department, and the LAUSD. If you want to visit the sign, go to Lake Hollywood Park.